Good morning. It's November the 23rd, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report covers recent developments in the auto industry, highlighting the challenges and innovations faced by major players. Market observers at Benzinga found that this week has been quite eventful for the automotive sector, with significant news surrounding tariffs, recalls, and new business initiatives. Mazda Motor Corporation is feeling the pressure from ongoing tariff issues, particularly as North America is its largest market. The company has reported billions in potential challenges in its latest quarterly results, indicating that trade policies are a major concern for their operations. In contrast, Tesla is making strides by expanding its rental program across several U.S. cities. The company has posted job openings for rental readiness specialists in cities such as Boston, Austin, and Phoenix. The program promises customers unlimited miles, free charging, and rentals for up to 7 days, which could attract more users to their electric vehicles. Ford Motor Company is also in the spotlight for issuing new recalls affecting over 229,000 units of its Bronco and Bronco Sport vehicles due to instrument panel issues. Additionally, more than 20,000 Ford Escape and Lincoln Corsair plug-in hybrid electric vehicles are being recalled because of battery short circuit concerns. Emphasizing the ongoing quality control challenges in the industry. On a brighter note, WeRide Incorporated has seen its shares rise after receiving a driverless permit from Switzerland's Federal Roads Office. This permit allows the company to operate its robot taxi service autonomously on public roads, marking a significant milestone for driverless technology in Europe. Lastly, BYD Company Limited is considering bringing its compact Racco car to the European market, pending regulatory conditions. The vice president of BYD expressed interest in following European Union regulations, suggesting the company is keen to explore new opportunities in that region. Overall, the auto industry is navigating a mix of challenges and opportunities that will shape its future landscape.
This report discusses a class action lawsuit filed against Stride Inc. and its senior executives for securities fraud. In a new piece by Benzinga, we learn that the lawsuit stems from significant drops in the company's stock price, following allegations of inflating enrollment numbers and failing to meet compliance requirements. The complaint, pending in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia, claims that Stride misled investors about its growth by retaining ghost students to secure funding and ignoring important employee compliance protocols. After a report surfaced in mid-September detailing these fraudulent practices, Stride's stock fell dramatically, dropping more than 11% in just one day. Further compounding the situation, the company later admitted that poor customer experiences had led to higher withdrawal rates and lower enrollment conversions, resulting in an estimated loss of as many as 15,000 enrollments. This revelation triggered another staggering decline in stock value, with shares plummeting over 54% in a single day. Investors who are concerned about their investments in Stride are encouraged to explore their legal options. As the law firm representing the case offers contingency-based representation, meaning there are no upfront costs for participating shareholders, this situation underscores the importance of transparent communication and compliance in the education technology sector, especially as the market continues to evolve. This report covers a class action lawsuit against James Hardie Industries for securities fraud. Benzinga reports that the legal action has been initiated by the law firm Bleichmar, Fonte & Ald LLP, following a significant drop in the company's stock price, which is linked to allegations of misleading statements regarding their North American sales performance. The lawsuit claims that James Hardie misrepresented the strength of its sales, suggesting they were driven by genuine customer demand when in fact they were inflated due to inventory loading by channel partners. This discrepancy became apparent after the company announced a 12% decline in sales for its North American fiber cement segment. leading to a dramatic stock price drop of over 34% in a single day. As part of the fallout, Rachel Wilson, the company's chief financial officer, recently stepped down. Investors who may have been affected by these developments are encouraged to seek further information regarding their legal options, as they have until late December to make their voices heard in court. This situation highlights the importance of transparency and accuracy in corporate communications, as misleading statements can not only impact stock prices, but also lead to significant legal repercussions. This report covers significant developments in the tech and entertainment sectors, highlighting NVIDIA's financial results, Apple's new broadcasting deal, advancements in artificial intelligence, and regulatory actions. Data shared by Benzinga suggests that NVIDIA has posted impressive third-quarter results, with revenues reaching $57 billion, which represents a 62% increase compared to the same period last year. This figure exceeded analysts' expectations, which had estimated revenues at approximately $54.8 billion. The company's chief executive officer, Jensen Huang, emphasized the pervasive nature of artificial intelligence, stating that it is becoming ubiquitous. In another major development, Apple has secured exclusive broadcast rights for Formula One racing in the United States, starting in 2026. This five-year agreement positions Apple TV as the official platform for all Formula One events in the country, potentially expanding its audience reach significantly. Meanwhile, Alphabet's chief executive officer, Sundar Pichai, introduced Google Gemini 3, which is being hailed as the company's most advanced artificial intelligence system to date. This new model is said to offer enhanced multimodal capabilities, setting it apart from its predecessor, Gemini 2.5. Additionally, Meta Platforms has rolled out new parental controls aimed at improving safety for teens interacting with AI on its platforms. This initiative reflects a growing commitment to digital responsibility in the tech industry. On a more regulatory note, tensions are rising in Washington regarding the export of advanced technology. Recent charges by the U.S. Justice Department against four individuals for allegedly attempting to smuggle NVIDIA AI chips to China have intensified calls for stricter safeguards to prevent such actions. Finally, former President Donald Trump is reportedly contemplating an executive order that would grant the federal government expanded authority over artificial intelligence regulations, following his recent warnings that China might surpass the United States in AI development.
This report covers recent developments at Apple Inc. According to Benzinga's latest report, Apple had a busy weekend with notable updates in its streaming services, product launches, and legal matters. In terms of streaming, the company made headlines with a rebranding effort and several announcements suggesting potential growth in this area. The drama titled Pluribus has now become the most watched show ever on Apple TV, surpassing the previous record held by the second season of Severance. On the product front, Apple introduced a new accessory called the iPhone Pocket. This innovative crossbody pouch is designed to carry an iPhone, AirPods, and other small items. It was developed in collaboration with the renowned Issey Miyake Design Studio, famous for its work with the late Steve Jobs. Looking at market dynamics, Apple has significantly strengthened its position in China's premium smartphone sector. In October, the overall smartphone market in China grew by 8% year over year, with Apple capturing one out of every four smartphones sold. Notably, iPhone shipments surged by 37% year over year, driven by strong demand for the iPhone 17 series. On a less favorable note, a federal jury in California ruled that Apple must pay $634 million to Masimo Corporation for infringing on a patent related to blood oxygen monitoring technology. This decision underscores the ongoing legal challenges Apple faces in the technology space. Overall, these developments highlight Apple's diverse business landscape and its continuing influence in both technology and entertainment sectors.
This report covers significant developments in the cryptocurrency sector over the past week, including major trades and the introduction of new investment products. data shared by Benzinga suggests that the crypto market experienced a flurry of activity recently. One of the most notable events involved Owen Gundon, an early Bitcoin investor, who sold his entire stake, valued at approximately $1.3 billion. Gundon, who had held onto his Bitcoin since 2011, transferred around $230 million worth to the Kraken cryptocurrency exchange. This sale comes during a period marked by a sharp decline in Bitcoin's value, making it a particularly striking move. In other news, Dogecoin celebrated the launch of a new exchange-traded fund designed to provide leveraged exposure to the popular meme coin. The 21 shares 2x long Dogecoin ETF made its debut on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange, receiving a congratulatory message from Dogecoin's official social media account, highlighting the excitement around this new investment opportunity. Additionally, Michael Saylor, the executive chairman of Strategy Inc., spoke out in defense of his company's business model, asserting that it can endure Bitcoin's price fluctuations. He expressed confidence that as long as Bitcoin sees a modest annual increase of 1.25%, his company can sustain its dividend payments indefinitely. Meanwhile, longtime Bitcoin critic Peter Schiff has raised concerns about the future of Bitcoin, suggesting that its chances of reaching new all-time highs may depend on an improbable scenario where the U.S. government buys significant amounts of Bitcoin for its strategic reserve. Schiff described this potential move as a taxpayer-funded bailout for Bitcoin speculators. Lastly, Charles Hoskinson, the founder of Cardano, shared his thoughts on the Trump-era cryptocurrency boom, describing it as a disruptive force that altered the market's natural cycle. He argued that the intense political excitement during that period led to an irrational influx of capital, skewing the typical four-year rhythm of the ecosystem. Overall, these developments highlight the ongoing volatility and evolving nature of the cryptocurrency market, which continues to attract both enthusiastic supporters and critical skeptics.
This report discusses the anticipated surge in air travel during the Thanksgiving holiday period, as U.S. airlines prepare for a record number of travelers. As reported earlier by CNBC, airlines are expecting to transport over 31 million passengers from November 21st to December 1st. The busiest travel days are projected to be the Sunday and Monday after Thanksgiving, with approximately 3.4 million and 3.1 million travelers flying, respectively. Airline executives are feeling a sense of relief following the recent conclusion of the government shutdown, which had disrupted travel plans for about 6 million people due to air traffic controller shortages. In light of this experience, the airline industry is urging lawmakers to pass legislation that would ensure air traffic controllers receive pay during any future government shutdowns. The current funding bill only covers the government until January, raising concerns about potential disruptions during the winter and spring holiday seasons. Financial analysts, including those from Bank of America, estimated that larger airlines could face operating income losses of between $150 million and $200 million due to the shutdown, while smaller carriers might see impacts around $100 million. However, there has not yet been a formal revision of these estimates from the airlines. Interestingly, many travelers appear to have delayed their bookings until the government shutdown ended, resulting in a 16% increase in reservations for United Airlines over the weekend following the shutdown. United also reported record international bookings, particularly to destinations like Cancun and major European cities, forecasting to carry 6.6 million passengers over the Thanksgiving period, which is a rise of more than 4% from the previous year. In the competitive landscape, American Airlines plans to operate the most flights during this busy period, with over 80,000 scheduled flights. Meanwhile, not all airlines are expanding their operations. Spirit Airlines, facing financial challenges and a second bankruptcy within a year, has cut its capacity significantly, reducing domestic flights by nearly 40% as it strives for stability. Overall, the airline industry is gearing up for one of its busiest seasons while navigating the complexities introduced by government funding uncertainties.
This report discusses the impressive performance of the SPDR S&P 500 ETF Trust and its relevance for investors. In a new piece by Motley Fool, it's highlighted that investments in the S&P 500 have significantly appreciated over the past decade. With the SPDR S&P 500 ETF Trust, which tracks this index, seeing a remarkable increase of 219%. Investors who had placed $1,000 in this fund a decade ago would find their investment worth approximately $3,190 today. While such returns might seem less spectacular compared to some high-growth stocks that can double in value within a year, it's essential to recognize the stability and reliability this ETF offers. The SPDR S&P 500 ETF Trust is renowned for providing diversification, low costs, and a solid mix of blue-chip stocks. Although the fund has become somewhat more concentrated, it remains a cornerstone for many portfolios. The S&P 500 generally reflects the broader trends in the US economy, as companies within the index typically thrive alongside economic growth. For investors seeking a dependable and diversified investment option, the SPDR S&P 500 ETF Trust continues to be a strong choice.
This commentary focuses on the recent performance and outlook for several key stocks in the artificial intelligence and travel sectors. In recent commentary, CNBC noted that concerns surrounding high valuations for artificial intelligence stocks and uncertainty about potential interest rate cuts have affected investor sentiment. However, NVIDIA's strong earnings report has helped alleviate fears that AI-related investments are in a bubble. Investors looking for long-term opportunities may want to consider recommendations from top analysts. According to TipRanks, Microsoft is seen as a major player in the AI sphere, benefiting significantly from its partnership with OpenAI. The company recently posted impressive fiscal results, particularly with its Azure cloud business, which experienced substantial growth. Analyst William Power from Baird has begun covering Microsoft with a buy rating, highlighting a price target of $600. He emphasizes that Microsoft's strategic investments, including a recent commitment of $250 billion to Azure, position the company favorably in the AI market. In the travel sector, Booking Holdings has caught the attention of investors. The company, which owns well-known brands like Priceline and Kayak, reported strong third-quarter results, prompting analyst Scott Devitt from Wedbush to upgrade the stock to a buy rating with a price target of $6,000. Devitt views Booking as the best-positioned online travel agent, crediting its strong market presence and effective cost management strategies. Lastly, food delivery service DoorDash has also been upgraded by Devitt, who sees potential in its current valuation despite recent mixed earnings results. He raised his rating to buy with a target of $260, viewing the recent pullback as an attractive entry point. Devitt acknowledges that the company will face some margin pressure due to increased spending on growth initiatives, but believes these investments will ultimately enhance DoorDash's market position. Overall, analysts appear optimistic about these companies' growth prospects, even amidst broader market concerns.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.